Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Good Wednesday morning, 25 degrees, 38 minutes after 6 o'clock right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
And you're listening to WRHI right here. You can also see us on Comporium Channel 103. Download the free WRHI app. Or join us on Facebook. We stream live Monday through Friday, and we love to know you're there. We love to hear your comments as well. And who we have in studio this morning and what we're talking about is such a cool idea.
Well, your principal at your school today is going to look much different.
Yeah.
And before you start celebrating, you're not getting a new principal, but you are getting an extra principal for the day.
I like the way you say celebrating. I would have said maybe crying.
Sure. That's true. But well, we love our principals. They do a great job. But there is a great event happening today within the Rock Hill School District. And it's Principal for the Day. And this is an initiative brought on by the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation. And we have Amanda Haskins, who's the executive director. And Amanda, let's kind of frame up a little bit about how we got to today and this great idea.
Well, good morning, guys. Thanks for having us here this morning. We are really excited today that we have 11 different schools that are participating across Rock Hill Schools and 11 different community members who are coming in who honestly haven't been in our public schools as children for many years.
She's not calling you old.
Only a couple.
But we're really excited to show them what our schools are like today and to show them the good part and the bad part and the fun part and the hard part. And we're just excited to spend the day with them today.
Sounds like you're going to put them to work.
We are. They're going to be principals. They're going to be on go all morning long. Oh.
And, of course, beside you, you have Senator Wes Hayes. And
Climber.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry. You know, old
not
habits
the first
are
time,
hard
right?
to break.
Not the first time. Definitely won't be the last time.
I wrote it right. Wes Climber. How about that?
Well,
I think the Haskins threw me off. Yeah. You know, that threw me off.
Well, as long as the kids get it right today, right?
That's right.
Yes.
That's
Principal
right.
Climber.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you're taking off the senator hat
that's
and you're
right.
putting on the principal hat.
Yeah.
And what do you expect out of today?
And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to get to spend several hours learning, watching, observing, asking questions, and which hopefully will give me a much better sense of, you know, what our needs are here in Rock Hill as the Senate takes up a big education bill in January. Mm. I mean, it's a tremendous opportunity,
yes.
And I'm grateful for the privilege of being able to do this.
Well, we saw that this year with the sea of red of educators wanting a lot of changes in the classroom, and it is great to hear from educators.
Yeah.
They're on the front lines,
right.
But as lawmakers, it really is important for you all to go into the schools, right, to see what is on the plate every day of any principal, elementary, middle, or high school principal.
There's no substitute for learning firsthand,
mm-hmm.
right? I give you an example. Last night I was on the phone from maybe 7:30 to 8:30 with a teacher who called and had some concerns about the bill that's going through the Senate. And so I'm going to ask some of the questions that she asked me last night, some of the subjects that we discussed. I'm going to be looking out for that today and get a sense of – it'll help me get a better sense of the issues that she was raising and help me get a better sense of, you know, how some legislation might affect those issues that she was raising.
On the front line right there. Amanda, tell us about some of the other professionals that will be stepping into the role as principal today and what do you think they're going to bring to this opportunity?
Right. So we have people from all aspects of the community. We have President Mahoney from Everett Winthrop is joining us today. Some local business owners, Wes Tuttle, David Williams from Williams and Fudge. So the foundation is always looking for ways to bridge that gap between the businesses and the school district. So finding ways to partner that maybe we haven't thought of, or finding ways that our business owners find more beneficial to their businesses. Those are parts that we're really excited just to see evolve. And this is the beginning of a conversation for a lot of people across the district.
Will it be for all day that you'll be?
It'll be a good
principal?
Part of the day. We will all.
I think it's 5 hours, right? 5 hours. In the
yeah, we're going to convene at South Point later in the day and have time for all of the participants to talk with our superintendent and our mayor and just have some.
I think that's so important to come together and really discuss your experiences because everybody comes at it from a different perspective and the takeaway is going to be different. But to your point, building that bridge between corporate up and political and our students. What a great opportunity. Have you done this before?
We have not done this before, but this goes right along with Dr. Cook's One Team, One Mission, One Rock Hill. And so that's the purpose of the foundation, is to make sure that our community is collaborating together to do good for public education.
All right, now, Senator.
I give you an A.
A plus. I want to play.
A plus. Oh, an overachiever. I love it.
Now, Senator Clymer, you're going to be at Oakdale Elementary School.
That's right.
Now, did you go to school here in Rock Hill?
I did. I am a proud alum of Ebonport Elementary School.
All right.
Ebonport, Sullivan, and Northwestern.
Okay. All right. So, now you have kids that are in elementary school.
I have two there who are currently in elementary school, and then a couple more behind them who will soon be in elementary school.
Yeah. That's great.
So you're looking at it, one, as a parent, too,
right, sure,
at the end of the day. But again, to Patty's point, you're taking off your senator hat and putting on your principal hat. But it's a lot of different hats, right? You look at one thing as a parent, you look at one thing as a senator, and now you're looking at one thing as like a principal that has to balance at finances, that has to balance like the mental part of the job and the staffing part of the job.
They have tough jobs. They have really tough jobs.
Are they taking the day off?
Who?
The principals.
No, I think we're going to be with them. I think they probably want to.
They're coming in. They're stepping out. They've got a spa day planned, I believe.
I think he had a little terror in his face there.
They deserve it, right? But hopefully they don't leave us hanging today.
He had the same look in his eyes as when the bill comes up for a vote in the state house, right? Oh, man. No, it's great. Is there one part in the day that you're really interested to learning? Is it how maybe the principal greets the students in the morning? What is it like at lunch? Like, what part in the principal's day are you most curious about?
I'm really interested in the interaction, the relationship between the school's leadership and the teachers, right? Because I think that is a critical ingredient to a well-functioning school, right? The quality and kind of support and how that can be improved institutionally from a policy standpoint is something I'm pretty interested in learning more about.
What a great idea. I mean, and what better way than to be in the place, see the students.
Walk the halls.
Walk the halls, see the teachers, get a feel. I mean, all schools are great, but each one has its own sense of personality and energy.
And then leadership style, right? I mean, one principal at your school might have a different leadership style than the principal at Ebonport or the principal at Sullivan Middle School.
Yeah.
So it's great. And that's what's great, Amanda, getting them all back together, right, to see – did your school do this? No, but my school did this. And that way you can collaborate, like you said, and then just move forward. Well, it's a great idea. It's called Principal for a Day. So if your kid comes home today within the Rock Hill School District and said, we had a new principal today, it was just temporarily. In fact, you got two principals today.
Double down.
Mr. Smith got fired. Mr. Smith got fired.
That is right. As we know, no one is getting fired. You're just adding on an extra principal. So, all right, Senator Wes Clymer again.
That's the other side. Guess what, Mommy? We have a new principal.
Yes.
And it's Senator Wes Clymer. I'd be like, what?
Oh, my goodness. Well, as we always say, right, you do the job one day, you go home, you're exhausted, and you're like, how on earth did you do this every single day? One field trip, kindergarten year, I came home and sat down on the couch and said, they don't get paid nearly enough.
That is the truth.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Well, you've got to get out now because you got to go to Oakdale Elementary School. That's
Senator
Wes Clymer. Yeah, on your first day, you cannot be late. And then, as Amanda said, we've got so many different community leaders in our area that will be at various schools today. And good luck. Principal for a Day, presented by the Rock Hill Schools Education Foundation.